This is On the Town from Classical South Florida. I'm Scott Blankenship. This week, the Marco Players prepare to open a Tony Award-winning play about fine art and the nature of friendship, a rare performance of a lesser-known opera by Pietro Mascagni with the Miami Lyric Opera, and a genre-bending quartet takes the stage in Aventura. Whether it's music by composers like Debussy or Brahms, their own compositions, or collaborations with artists from other genres, you never know what will happen when Brooklyn Rider starts playing. You have a chance to hear them live next weekend.
And this is their first time in South Florida. They are the founding members of the young orchestra, The Knights, which is a very popular orchestra. And these four musicians are very comfortable playing Stravinsky and Bartok, but they're also really comfortable doing world premiere of contemporary composers.
That's Eric Fliss, general manager at the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center. He said this is a rare opportunity to hear a group that gets rave reviews from classical, world music, and rock music critics.
They, again, are part of that new, young, vibrant, contemporary string quartets bringing in new audiences. And we're going to do this in the intimate settings of the cabaret, so there'll be a lot of interaction with them. There's no fourth wall in the cabaret. It's very close. It's very intimate.
Brooklyn Rider has three shows next weekend at the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center, Friday the 14th at 8:30, Saturday the 15th at 7:30 and 9:30. There's tickets available online at smdcac.org. The Miami Lyric Opera has another rare opportunity for you next weekend, an opera that's performed far more frequently in its native Italy than it is here in the U.S. Here's the opera's artistic director, Raffaele Cardone.
L'amico Fritz. This is a kind of comedy, the famous duet, which is Il Due delle Ciliegie, the cherry duet. And the whole plot is so nice, so well done, so well completed with such a beautiful music that distinguishes Mascagni as a really genial composer.
According to Raffaele, this opera is right behind Mascagni's Cavalleria Rusticana as far as popularity in the 1890s, but it has plenty to offer audiences today.
I think it's worthwhile to see this opera for everybody. Applies to all kind of public and will have, as usual, a well-selected cast, modest but nice production, and the quality, I think, is going to be great.
L'Amico Fritz by Pietro Mascagni opens the Miami Lyric Opera's season with performances next Saturday at 8 p.m. and Sunday at 4. Both are at the Colony Theater in Miami Beach. MiamiLyricOpera.org. Have you ever known someone that bought a piece of art that leaves you wondering, what were you thinking? Well, later this month, the Marco Players opens a Tony Award-winning play that covers just that, plus the nature of a friendship between three longtime friends. Art by Yasmina Reza follows Sergei just after he buys a modern painting for a relatively large sum of money. The painting is rather big, about 5 feet by 4 feet, and the whole thing is white with diagonal scars. Sergei wants validation from his friends Mark and Ivan, and they in turn start to question their relationship with a man willing to spend such a large amount of money on something they find hard-pressed to consider art. The show opens Wednesday the 19th and runs through April 6th at the Marco Players in Marco Island. For more details and tickets, surf over to themarcoplayers.com. If you enjoy the Arts Ballet Theater of Florida's production of The Nutcracker over the holidays, their next production is another ballet not to be missed, one designed with kids in mind. Here's marketing director Ruby Asayev with more.
Dr. Ouch is so much fun ballet, my goodness. Forget about Pirates and the Caribbean. And the ballet is about the adventures he has. He meets pirates, he gets captured, and he gets into dangerous stuff.
Dr. Ouch features beautiful costumes, amazing sets, some of the best dancers in South Florida, and a well-known actor in the title role.
Usually the character of Dr. Ouch is played not by a dancer, but by an actor. So this year we're having Orlando Urdaneta, who is a very well-known actor.
Dr. Ouch runs this weekend at the Aventura Arts and Cultural Center, Saturday the 8th at 7 p.m., Sunday the 9th at 3. Visit artsballettheater.org for details and tickets. That wraps things up for this week. This is On the Town. I'm Scott Blankenship.